Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of Memes of the Week. The best thing you can do for this channel is beat the like button like it owes you money before watching this, so it reaches a wider audience. And now on with the memes. Number one, why is it that this is how your average crypto bro spends his money? He gets pissed off from spending money on cheap toiletries but has no issue spending on expensive tech products, because he uses his phone to manage his crypto. He uses hardware to mine it, and he buys poop coins because he believes in the products. But let's get real. The reason he's upset about spending on the self-care products is because he doesn't really like to wash. Also, how is water free? Up next, in 1980, there were less than 100 mosques in many European countries. But today there are thousands in places like Germany, France, and the United Kingdom. What's going on in Serbia, Croatia, and Hungary? They really need to get their numbers up if they want to experience the same levels of enrichment. Maybe they're still tired of all the Ottoman enrichment that happened there many centuries ago. This graph isn't very accurate because there are actually 8 mosques alone in Milan, let alone many more throughout the country of Italy. Number 3, welcome to Chi-Town, where 8% of criminals with ankle monitors in Cook County have now gone missing. They lost track of 243 criminals. Some of them are even wonderful murderers and attempted murderers. Maybe they aren't really lost, but someone was bribed to have their ankle monitors magically malfunction. Also, how do we really know that Laurel and Hardy here didn't just eat them? They look rather well-fed. Moving on, the auditions for the next James Bond film have started, and people are saying we don't need auditions because we've already found Bond and his Bond girl. Maybe if it was 10 to 15 years ago, yes, but they're now way too old. Plus, the woke people that run Bond won't allow this. These actors aren't diverse enough for the roles. They need to bring in Sydney Sweeney as Miss Melons aplenty, and there's talk also of Calum Turner, who's going to be the next Bond. Let's wait and see. Number 5, why is it that just being near water for 20 minutes lowers your cortisol and puts your brain at complete peace? I can attest to this as I stayed in the Florida Panhandle in February and was relaxed and had the biggest smile on my face, and didn't even know why rationally. Maybe because the enrichment crowd doesn't hang out at the beach because they can't swim. People are wondering why the picture shows kidneys, because that's actually where your adrenal glands are. Up next, is this relationship okay? Sure, so long as she has enough makeup to cover the dark spots under her eyes. Wink, wink, nudge, nudge. On second thought, it's not alright because he can clearly do better. And she looks like she's too old for him anyway. Am I the only one that's pleasantly surprised that she doesn't have any tattoos on her body or bruising? What are the odds of that? In his mind, he hit the jackpot while not knowing that's a leftover in the Caucasian culture. Number 7, here's why you shouldn't wear a Canada shirt with a jacket on picture day. Then again, for all we know, she planned this out to piss off her parents so they wouldn't purchase the pictures. Then again, I think that Elon can also pull it off too because he's half Canadian and has a big pocket rocket ready to ravage the most prudish of poop shoots. I've never had any interest in going up a woman's number 2. It's an exit and not an entrance. Just thinking about it makes me want to vomit. Moving on, whenever I see a woman film and post her own so-called mental breakdown, I only think to myself that she's doing it for attention and that there's nothing wrong with her. She just wants her ego stroked. You're going to see more and more of this in the future as men give women less and less attention. At some point, there'll be so many women doing this that the attention economy will be so diluted that women will start getting more attention in real life, and thus abandon the internet. Number 9, just when you thought things couldn't get worse in California, this LA mayoral candidate, Nithra Raman, wants to ban backyard barbecues on certain days. What part of private property doesn't she understand? She didn't just suggest this, but she also put it in as a bill, and it had to be removed from the bill by a vote. Why would she ban barbecues? Probably because they're Muslim voters that don't like pork and don't want the smell. Either that or not to tempt all the vegans out there. Up next, in a parallel universe out there somewhere, The Odyssey is a masterpiece with Ellen Page being cast as Helen of Troy. Yes, but only if she was in her early 20s in the alternate reality where time moved slower compared to her own. She was beautiful and a good actress until her brain broke and she wanted to become a dude. I still don't believe that Diane Kruger is going to be topped as Helen of Troy. Number 11, this girl's upset because the guy that was planning on going out on a date with her found out about her Lonely Fools page through her Instagram. And then he doesn't date only whores. He shouldn't have told her anything and just ghosted her so that the next guy would also have found the link. Now she's going to scrub the OF link off her Instagram page so no one will be able to see it. Women never tell you what you did wrong in a relationship, so don't tell them what they did wrong. Moving on, a man will certainly get more respect for having a hot wife instead of a successful one. And that respect comes from both men and women. Other women want to be her and sleep with you because you're with her, and other men want to sleep with her as well. This should be taught in schools. And guys should also be taught that the way they find beautiful women attractive is also the way that beautiful women find men with high status attractive as well. Number 13 in the West, feminist women are often heard saying it is a girl or an abortion when it comes to being pregnant. But in Pakistan, they ask if it's a jihadi or an abortion instead. Here's a picture where hundreds of baby girls were found ended in piles of garbage because they have a preference for boys in that country. Sounds to me like it's going to be a country full of future incels. Most likely the surplus of young men will be sent to fight and die to expand Pakistani territory. Up next, at this point, we're living in a parody of the West as we knew it 20 or 30 years ago, with invaders explaining our country's laws to us and taking us away if we don't behave correctly. You also know that it's only a matter of time before the policeman on the left goes away for assault for touching the policewoman on the right. You know what they're really there for is to make sure that you obey Sharia law or they'll punish you. I can see the cousin marriage oozing from their features. Number 15, do you believe Trump when he says that he's 6'3"? She is supposed to be 5'11". This also seems kind of shady because would you look at the soldiers behind him? They look like they're 7-foot-tall giants. Here's another photo and Trump looks 2 inches taller. So what if he's just 6'1"? He's 80 years old and could have shrank a couple inches by now. It's the Trump derangement types that want him to be shorter than this for some reason. Moving on, Italian Prime Minister Meloni launches a plan to bring nuclear power back to Italy. The environmentalists are going to lose their minds about this because it's now really about reducing the amount of carbon going into the atmosphere. For them, it's about increasing the burning of fossil fuels because then they can charge people carbon taxes. That's what it's really about. And this goes against the higher tax agenda. Plus, Italy probably doesn't want to be beholden to the oil from the Middle East after the Strait of Hormuz was closed. Number 17, if you woke up tomorrow as the opposite sex, what's the first thing that you would do? I'd start an OF page and start writing checks with pictures of my poop shoots. I'd also check my bank balance and credit rating because I'd suspect that the female version of me was terrible at managing money. Actually, I changed my mind. I just go back to sleep and hope I turn back into a man. If you wake up as a woman, check between your legs in case you still have a schwing schwang and you're a trans woman. Up next, here's the difference between a good couple and a bad couple. My question is, why do so many women hate games so much? Besides the obvious that it takes attention away from them. If anything, if a woman plays video games with her guy, he's most likely to be happy and stay with her. Maybe they hate it for the same reason they hate it when men sit peacefully on a couch and relax. Women hate the fact that men can find peace without them. Number 19, some people say that you should find a girl who can't go through your phone while you're asleep. She's standing, isn't she? That means that she's got some toes, and I once saw a documentary about a woman born without any hands using her feet like hands. So women like this would just give you a false sense of security with regards to digital safety. Remember that when it comes to phones, women always find a way to check them. She also probably gives a mean foot job. Moving on, what the hell happened to John Travolta as he shows up at the Cannes International Film Festival? I saw pictures of him without the ridiculous beard and he had droopy skin, and he's either trying to hide it or he's trying to hide his most recent plastic surgery. I think Joe Pantoliano did it better as well as Ed Harris. That picture of Ed Harris is floating around everywhere recently being used in tons of different memes. Number 21, here's a picture of the same woman on the same day. Looks like even fat women can use AI to be influencers these days. Remember guys, you're not fat and unattractive. You just don't have the right camera and filters yet. What's going to blow your mind even more is when you realize that that's a dude. Just kidding. South Park sums this up the best. People want to look ideal these days and refuse to accept themselves as they are. Up next, looks like even Christian schools are no longer safe for kids with this teacher having sex with her students. Luckily, it wasn't one in her class, but a teenage girl on school grounds and at the teen girl's house for the sleepovers. There are a lot of repressed lesbians out there. In high school, one of my girlfriend's sisters worked at the Gap, and she would make out with female shoppers in the changing rooms. Even one of my female friends complained that she was being groped by her. Women have always been like this, they just kept it a better secret before the digital age. Number 23, 70% of American workers believe that working hard no longer guarantees a better life. That grinding harder is the biggest scam sold to current generations. This is a lie from a certain point of view. If you grind for yourself and your own business and invest wisely, then it makes a lot of sense. But if you save your company a ton of money or make it tons of cash, at the most, they'll give you a pizza party or Starbucks gift card. Grind on your side hustle and not for your boss. Moving on, once again, the people have spoken and most prefer to have illegal Mexicans in their country instead of legal Indians. The 10% voting for Indians are either Indians themselves or white liberal women trying to piss off the guy who created the survey. I think I finally figured out the elite's plan with the Latinos. They want them to assimilate and speak English because they see many of them as being smart enough to be useful but still dumb enough to be used. The same way women exploit men. Indians, on the other hand, are hard to exploit, and they look for ways to exploit you. Number 25 on the last one, which one wins? Jennifer Connelly back in the 80s and early 90s in career opportunities. Or Sydney Sweeney today. Connelly on the way. I found her appearance ideal back in the film Dark City. She looks great in career opportunities, but it was one of the worst made films back then. But somehow I don't think people really cared. They just wanted to see her. And it still made a profit of $7 million regardless of the critics. But it wasn't made for critics. So that's it for another Memes of the Week. Please give this video a like to push it up in the algorithm and so new viewers can find it. If you enjoy this series and want me to keep making it, then donate it to PayPal and Subscribestar links. Anyways, enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.